Yeah, this is Dr. Kruman, K-R-U-M-A-N. The following dictations are for the date of January the 24th, 2012. Patient's name is John, last name Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Subjective. Male diabetic patient being seen at home today for foot evaluation and treatment. Patient is complaining of elongated pedal nails, 1 through 5 bilateral, which are painful and in need of trimming. Objective, vascular DP and PT pulses, 1 over 4 bilateral. Negative edema, bilateral lower extremity. Lack of pedal hair growth, proximal to distal cooling. Derm, no open lesions. Nails elongated, thick and discolored and dystrophic times 10. No ingrown toenails bilateral. No interdigital maceration appreciated. Skin shiny and dry bilaterally. Noted venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. Neuro. Negative Babinski bilateral. Sharp and dull reflexes with the normal limits. Musculoskeletal. Lateral deviation of the hallux bilateral. Contracture of the second and third toes bilateral. Assessment. 1. Onychomycosis times 10. 2. Diabetes mellitus. 3. HAV deformity bilateral. 4. Hammer toe, second and third toes bilateral. 5. PVD slash venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. 6. Gait abnormality. Plan slash treatment. 1. Patient seen, evaluated, and treated at home. 2. Manual and mechanical debridement of nails times 10. 3. RX for Trentol, 400 milligram tabs. 1 tab TID, previously prescribed for PVD. Patient using as prescribed, instructed patient to continue the use of Trentol as prescribed. 4. Consultation with patient for PVD. Patient instructed to use active and passive exercise and to ambulate when possible. 5. Follow-up in 8 weeks or PRN. Patient's name is Laverne, L-A-V-E-R-N-E. Last name Corley, C-O-R-L-E-Y. Subjective. Female diabetic patient being seen at home today for foot evaluation and treatment. Patient is complaining of a lesion on the left foot which hurts on ambulation and also diabetic neuropathy which is present in both extremities. Objective. Vascular DP and PT pulses, 1 over 4 bilateral. Slight edema, bilateral lower extremity, lack of pedal hair growth, proximal to distal cooling. That's a new sentence. Derm, no open lesions. Nails, elongated, thick and discolored and dystrophic times 10. No ingrown toenails at this time. No interdigital maceration appreciated. Skin shiny and dry bilaterally. Noted venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. Neuro, diabetic neuropathy. Musculoskeletal. Significant decrease in arch-height bilateral, excessive pronation throughout stance phase. Assessment. 1. Hyperkeratotic lesion of the first metatarsal of the left foot with a central core. 2. Pes planus with pronation syndrome during gait. 3. Diabetes mellitus. 4. Diabetic neuropathy. 5. PVD slash lymphedema slash venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. 6. Gait abnormality. Plan slash treatment. 1. Patient seen, evaluated, and treated at home. 2. Hyperkeratotic lesion sharply debrided. 3. RX for Elavil 10 milligram, that's E-L-A-P-I-L. Previously prescribed, instructed patient to continue the use of Elavil as prescribed. 4. RX for neuropathy cream, previously prescribed, patient states conditions showing signs of improvement. Instructed patient to continue the use of neuropathy cream as prescribed. 5. RX for TED hose, previously prescribed, instructed patient to continue the use of TED hose as prescribed. 6, consultation with patient for treatment of PVD, instructed patient to use active and passive exercise and to ambulate when possible. 7, follow-up in 8 weeks or PRN. Patient's name is Shirley, last name Rawls, R-A-W-L-S. Subjective. Female diabetic patient being seen at home today for foot evaluation and treatment. Patient is complaining of an ingrown toenail which is present on the right foot, which hurts on palpation. Objective. Vascular. DP and PT pulses 1 over 4 bilateral. Significant edema bilateral lower extremity. Lack of pedal hair growth. New sentence that is. New sentence now. Proximal to distal cooling. Derm. No open lesions. Ingrown toenail on the lateral aspect of the hallux at the right foot. No interdigital maceration appreciated. Skin shiny and dry bilaterally. Noted venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. Neuro. Diabetic neuropathy. Musculoskeletal. No problems at this time. Assessment. 1. Ingrown toenail on the lateral aspect of the hallux of the right foot. 2. Diabetes mellitus. 3. Diabetic neuropathy. 4. PVD / lymphedema / venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. 5. Gait abnormality. 6. Atopic dermatitis. Plan / treatment. 1. Patient seen, evaluated, and treated at home. 2. Topical anesthesia applied to the lateral aspect of the hallux of the right foot. Partial avulsion of the hallux nail of the right foot for ingrown toenail, dressed with a dry, sterile dressing. 3. RX for neuropathy cream previously prescribed. Instructed patient to continue the use of cream as prescribed. 4. RX for lacthydrin 12%. Cream previously prescribed for atopic dermatitis. Instructed patient to continue the use of cream as prescribed. 5. Consultation with patient for treatment of PVD. Instructed patient to use active and passive exercise and to ambulate when possible. 6. Consultation with patient for treatment of edema of extremities. Instructed patient to cut back on salt intake in the diet. Use elevation of the extremities when possible and not to keep the extremities in a dependent position. 7. Follow-up in 8 weeks or PRN. Patient's name is James, last name Rawls, R-A-W-L-S. Subjective. Female bedridden patient who is under the care of hospice, being seen at home today for foot evaluation and treatment. Patient is suffering from Alzheimer's and is complaining of an ingrown toenail which is present on the right foot, which hurts on palpation. Objective, vascular, DP and PT pulses non-palpable. Significant edema, bilateral lower extremity, lack of pedal hair growth, proximal to distal cooling. Derm, no open lesions, nails elongated, nails not showing signs of any problems at this time. Ingrown toenail at the lateral aspect of the hallux of the right foot. No interdigital maceration appreciated. Skin shiny and dry bilaterally. Noted venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. Neuro. Diminished reflexes bilateral. Musculoskeletal. Lateral deviation of the hallux bilateral. Significant decrease in arch height bilateral. Contracture of the second and third toes bilateral. Assessment. 1. Ingrown toenail of the lateral aspect of the hallux of the right foot. 2. Alzheimer's. 3. HAV deformity bilateral. 4. Pes planus bilateral. 5. Hammer toes, second and third toes bilateral. 6. Patient is bedridden. 7. PVD / lymphedema / venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. 8, gait abnormality. Patient is bedridden at this time. Plan/treatment. 1, patient seen, evaluated, and treated at home. 2, topical anesthesia to the medial, to the lateral aspect of the hallux of the right foot. Partial avulsion of the hallux nail of the lateral aspect of the right foot for ingrown toenail, dressed with a dry, sterile dressing. 3, consultation with patient for treatment of edema. Instructed patient to keep legs elevated, not to use dependency, and to possibly have Jope stockings in the future. 4, consultation with caretaker in regards to prevention of ulcerations, decubitus ulcers. Caretaker instructed to look for any type of drainage, sore areas, and to call office if anything does develop. 5, follow-up in 8 weeks or PRN. Patient's name is Benita, B-E-N-I-T-A, last name Bradford, B-R-A-D-F-O-R-D. Subjective. Female diabetic patient being seen at home today for foot evaluation and treatment. Patient is complaining of elongated pedal nails, which are painful and in need of trimming. Objective. Vascular. DP and PT pulse is non-palpable. Significant edema, bilateral lower extremity. Lack of pedal hair growth. Proximal to distal cooling. Derm. No open lesions. Nails elongated, thickened, discolored, and dystrophic times 10. No ingrown toenails at this time. No interdigital maceration appreciated. Skin shiny and dry bilaterally. Noted venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. Neuro. Diabetic neuropathy. Musculoskeletal. Lateral deviation of the hallux bilateral. Contracture of the second, third, and fourth toes bilateral. Significant decrease in arch height bilateral. Excessive pronation throughout stance phase. Assessment. 1. Onychomycosis times 10. 2. Diabetes mellitus. 3. Diabetic neuropathy. 4. HAV deformity bilateral. 5. Hammer toe, second, third, and fourth toes bilateral. 6. Pes planus with pronation syndrome during gait. 7. PVD slash lymphedema slash venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. 8. Gait abnormality. Plan slash treatment. 1. Patient seen, evaluated, and treated at home. 2. Manual and mechanical debridement of nails times 10. 3. Consultation with patient for treatment of edema of extremities. Instructed patient to use less salt intake in the diet. Use elevation of extremities when possible and not to keep extremities in a dependent position. Possible TED hose may be necessary in the future. 4. Consultation with patient for PVD. Patient instructed to use active and passive exercise and to ambulate when possible. Possible Doppler may be necessary in the future. 5. Follow-up in 8 weeks or PRN. Patient's name is Jeweline, J-E-W-E-L-E-N-E, last name King, K-I-N-G. Subjective. Female patient being seen at home today for foot evaluation and treatment. Patient is complaining of a painful lesion which is present on her right foot which hurts on ambulation. Hand palpation. Objective. Vascular. DP and PT pulse is non-palpable. Significant edema bilateral lower extremity. Lack of pedal hair growth. Proximal to distal cooling. Derm. No open lesions. No interdigital maceration appreciated. No ingrown toenails at this time. Hyperkeratotic lesion of the first metatarsal of the right foot with a central core. Skin shiny and dry bilaterally. Noted venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. Neuro. Negative Babinski bilateral. Sharp and dull reflexes within normal limits. Musculoskeletal. Significant decrease in arch height bilateral. Assessment. 1. Hyperkeratotic lesion, first metatarsal, right foot. 2. Pes planus, bilateral. 3. congestive heart failure. 4, DJD disease. 5, atopic dermatitis. 6, PVD/lymphedema/venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. 7, gait abnormality, patient in a wheelchair at this time. Plan/treatment. 1, patient seen, evaluated, and treated at home. 2, hyperkeratotic lesion, sharply debrided. 3, consultation with patient for treatment of edema of extremities. Patient instructed to use more elevation of the extremities and not to keep them in a dependent position, and to use less salt intake in the diet. 4, RX for low prox, 0.77% cream, prescribed for atopic dermatitis. Instructed patient to continue the use of low prox as prescribed. 5, consultation with patient for treatment of PVD. Instructed patient to use active and passive exercise. Possible Doppler may be necessary in the future, and possible oral medications may be necessary. 6, follow-up in 8 weeks or PRN. Patient's name is Edward E-D-W-A-R-D, Eppinger, E-P-P-I-N-G-E-R. That's the last name. Subjective. Male patient being seen at home today for foot evaluation and treatment. Patient is complaining of elongated pedal nails, 1 through 5 bilateral, which are painful and in need of trimming. Objective. Vascular, DP and PT pulses, 1 over 4 bilateral. Significant edema bilateral lower extremity, lack of pedal hair growth, proximal to distal cooling. Derm, no open lesions. Nails elongated, thick and discolored, and dystrophic times 10. No ingrown toenails at this time. No interdigital maceration appreciated. Skin shiny and dry bilaterally. Noted venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. Neuro, negative Babinski bilateral, sharpened all reflexes with the normal limits. Musculoskeletal, lateral deviation of the helix bilateral. Significant decrease in arch bilateral, excessive pronation throughout stands phase. Assessment, 1, onychomycosis times 10. 2, HAV deformity bilateral. 3, pes planus with pronation syndrome during gait. 4, hypertension. 5, xerosis, X-E-R-O-S-I-S. 6, PVD/lymphedema/venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. 7, gait abnormality. Plan/treatment. 1, patient seen, evaluated, and treated at home. 2, manual and mechanical debridement of nails times 10. 3, RX for low prox, 0.77% previously prescribed, patient for tinea pedis. Patient showing no signs of problems at this time. Instructed patient to continue the use of low prox as prescribed. 4, consultation with patient for edema of extremities. Patient instructed to use more elevation of extremities and not to keep them in a dependent position. Also to cut back on the salt intake in the diet. 5, consultation with patient for treatment of PVD. Patient instructed to use active and passive exercise and to ambulate when possible. 6, follow-up in 8 weeks or PRN. Patient's name is Allie, A-L-L-I-E, last name Walton, W-A-L-T-O-N. Subjective. Female patient being seen at home today for foot evaluation and treatment. Patient is complaining of osteoarthritis of extremities, also an ingrown toenail of the left foot, which hurts on palpation. Objective. Vascular, DP and PT pulses, 2 over 4 bilateral. Slight edema, bilateral lower extremity, lack of pedal hair growth, proximal to distal cooling. Derm, no open lesions. Nails elongated, thick and discolored, and dystrophic times 10. No ingrown toenails at this time. No interdigital maceration appreciated. Skin shiny and dry bilaterally. Noted venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. Ingrown toenail of the medial aspect of the helix of the left foot. Neuro, negative Babinski bilateral, sharpened all reflexes with the normal limits. Musculoskeletal, significant decrease in aortic bilateral, excessive pronation throughout stance phase. Lateral deviation of the hallux bilateral. Assessment. 1. Ingrown toenail, the medial aspect of the hallux of the left foot. 2. HAV deformity bilateral. 3. Pesplanus pronation syndrome during gait. 4. Osteoarthritis. 5. Heart condition. 6. PVD / lymphedema / venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. 7. Gait abnormality. Plan / treatment. 1. Patient seen, evaluated, and treated at home. 2. Topical anesthesia applied to the medial aspect of the hallux of the left foot. Partial avulsion of the hallux nail of the medial aspect of the left foot for ingrown toenail, dressed with a dry, sterile dressing. 3. RX for speed gel, previously prescribed for osteoarthritis, instructed patient to continue the use of speed gel as prescribed. 4. Consultation with patient for treatment of edema of extremities, patient instructed to use less salt intake in the diet, to use elevation of the extremities when possible, and not keep extremities in a dependent position. 5. Consultation with patient for treatment of PVD, instructed patient to use active and passive exercise, and to ambulate when possible. 6. Follow-up in 8 weeks. 4. PRN. Patient's name is Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. Last name, Weathersby, W-E-A-T-H-E-R-S-B-Y. Subjective. Female diabetic patient being seen at home today for foot evaluation and treatment. Patient is complaining of diabetic neuropathy of both extremities and also an ingrown toenail which is present on the right foot, which hurts on palpation. Objective. Vascular, DP and PT pulses, 1/4 bilateral. Significant edema, bilateral lower extremity. Lack of fetal hair growth, proximal to distal cooling, derm, no open lesions. Ingrown toenail, the medial aspect of the hallux of the right foot, no interdigital maceration appreciated, skin shiny and dry bilaterally, noted venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. Neuro, diabetic neuropathy, musculoskeletal, significant decrease in arch height bilateral, excessive pronation throughout stance phase. Lateral deviation of the hallux bilateral. Assessment. 1. Diabetes mellitus. 2. Diabetic neuropathy. 3. Ingrown toenail of the medial aspect of the hallux of the right foot. 4. HAV deformity bilateral. 5. Pesplanus with pronation syndrome during gait. 6. PVD / lymphedema / venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. 7. Gait abnormality. Plan / treatment. 1. Patient seen, evaluated, and treated at home. 2. Topical anesthesia applied to the medial aspect of the hallux nail of the right foot. Partial avulsion of the medial aspect of the hallux nail of the right foot for ingrown toenail, dressed with a dry, sterile dressing. 3. Consultation with patient for treatment of edema of extremities. Instructed patient to use less salt intake in the diet. Use elevation of extremities when possible and not keep extremities in the dependent position. 4. RX for neuropathy cream, previously prescribed. Instructed patient to continue the use of neuropathy cream as prescribed. 5. Consultation with patient for treatment of PVD. Instructed patient to use active and passive exercise and to ambulate when possible. 6. Follow-up in 8 weeks or PRN. Patient's name is Edmond, E-D-M-O-N-D, last name Weathersby, W-E-A-T-H-E-R-S-B-Y. Subjective. Male patient being seen at home today for foot evaluation and treatment. Patient is complaining of diabetic neuropathy of both extremities. Also has a lesion on the left foot which hurts on ambulation. Objective. Vascular. DP and PT pulses, 1/4 bilateral. Significant edema, bilateral lower extremity, lack of fetal hair growth, proximal to distal cooling, derm, no open lesions, no ingrown toenails at this time, no interdigital maceration appreciated. Hyperkeratotic lesion of the first metatarsal of the left foot with a central core. Skin shiny and dry bilaterally. Noted venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. Neuro, diabetic neuropathy. Musculoskeletal. No problems seen at this time. Assessment. 1. Hyperkeratotic lesion, first metatarsal left foot. 2. Diabetes mellitus. 3. Diabetic neuropathy. 4. Atopic dermatitis. 5. Hypohidrosis. 6. Tinea pedis. 7. PVD/lymphedema/venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. 8. Gait abnormality. Plan/treatment. 1. Patient seen, evaluated, and treated at home. 2. Hyperkeratotic lesion, sharply debrided. 3. RX for lacchydrin, 12% cream, previously prescribed. Patient instructed to continue the use of cream as prescribed. 4. RX for neuropathy cream, previously prescribed. Condition showing signs of improvement. Instructed patient to continue the use of neuropathy cream as prescribed. 5. Consultation with patient for treatment of edema of extremities. Patient instructed to use less salt intake in the diet, to use elevation of extremities when possible, and not keep extremities in a dependent position. 6. Consultation with patient for treatment of PVD. Patient instructed to use active and passive exercise and to ambulate when possible. 7. Follow-up in 8 weeks or PRN. Patient's name is Olivia, last name Blount, B-L-O-U-N-T. Subjective. Female diabetic patient being seen at home today for foot evaluation and treatment. Patient is complaining of a painful lesion which is present on the right foot that hurts on ambulation. Objective. Vascular, DP and PT pulses non-palpable. Significant edema, bilateral lower extremity. Lack of pedal hair growth, proximal to distal cooling. Derm, no open lesions. No ingrown toenails at this time. No interdigital maceration appreciated. Hyperkeratotic lesion of the fourth metatarsal of the right foot with a central core. Skin shiny and dry bilaterally. Noted venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. Neuro, diabetic neuropathy. Musculoskeletal. Significant increase in arch height bilateral. Contracture of the second, third, and fourth toes bilateral. Assessment. 1. Hyperkeratotic lesion, fourth metatarsal right foot. 2. Diabetes mellitus. 3. Diabetic neuropathy. 4. Hammer toes, second, third, and fourth toes bilateral. 5. Pes cavus bilateral. 6. COPD. 7. PVD/lymphedema/venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. 8. Gait abnormality. Plan/treatment. 1. Patient seen, evaluated, and treated at home. 2. Hyperkeratotic lesion, sharply debrided. 3. Consultation with patient for treatment of edema of extremities. Instructed patient to use less salt intake in the diet, to use elevation of extremities when possible, and not keep extremities in a dependent position. 4. Consultation with patient for treatment of PVD. Patient instructed to use active and passive exercise and to ambulate when possible. 5. Follow-up in 8 weeks or PRN. Patient's name, first name is T-H-E-R-O-N-E, last name Boone, B-O-O-N-E. Subjective. Male diabetic patient being seen at home today for foot evaluation and treatment. Patient is complaining of a dark area which is present on the right foot of his, on the big toe, which hurts on ambulation. Objective. Objective. Vascular. DP and PT pulses 1 over 4 bilateral. Significant edema bilateral lower extremity. Lack of pedal hair growth. Proximal to distal cooling. Derm. No open lesions. No ingrown toenails at this time. No interdigital maceration appreciated. Skin shiny and dry bilaterally. noted venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. Neuro, diabetic neuropathy. Assessment, 1, diabetes mellitus, 2, diabetic neuropathy, 3, hematoma of the hallux of nail of the left of the right foot, 4, kidney problems, 5, gallbladder problems, 6, PVD/lymphedema/venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity, 7, gait abnormality. Plan/treatment, 1, patient seen, evaluated, and treated at home. 2, topical anesthesia applied to the hallux of the right foot. IND of hematoma of the hallux of nail of the right foot. Applied a dry sterile dressing. 3, consultation with patient for treatment of edema of extremities. Patient instructed to use less salt intake in the diet. Use elevation of extremities when possible and not keep extremities in a dependent position. 4, consultation with patient for treatment of PVD. Patient instructed to use active and passive exercise and to ambulate when possible. 5, follow-up in 8 weeks or PRN. Patient's name is Edna, E-D-N-A, last name Whitehead, W-H-I-T-E-H-E-A-D. Subjective. Female diabetic patient being seen at home today for foot evaluation treatment. Patient is complaining of a painful lesion which is present on the left foot, which hurts on ambulation. Objective. Vascular. DP and PT pulse is non-palpable. Significant edema bilateral lower extremity. Lack of pedal hair growth. Proximal to distal cooling. Derm, no open lesions. No ingrown toenails at this time. No interdigital maceration appreciated. Skin shiny and dry bilaterally. Hyperkeratotic lesion of the second metatarsal of the left foot with a central core. Noted venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. Neuro, negative Babinski bilateral, Sharp and Bell reflexes with the normal limits. Musculoskeletal, significant decrease in arch-height bilateral, excessive pronation throughout stance phase. Lateral deviation of the hallux bilateral. Assessment, 1, hyperkeratotic lesion, left foot. 2, diabetes mellitus. 3, HAV deformity, bilateral. 4, pes planus with pronation syndrome during gait. 5, nocturnal cramping. 6, PVD/lymphedema/venous insufficiency, with stasis bilateral lower extremity, 7, gait abnormality. Plan/treatment, 1, patient seen, evaluated, and treated at home. 2, hyperkeratotic lesion, sharply debrided. 3, consultation with patient for treatment of edema of extremities, instructed patient to use less salt intake in the diet, use elevation of extremities when possible, not keep extremities in a dependent position. 4, consultation with patient for treatment of PVD. Patient instructed to use active and passive exercise and to ambulate when possible. 5, follow up in 8 weeks or PRN. Patient's name is Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. Last name Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L. Subjective. Male patient being seen at home today for foot evaluation and treatment. Patient is complaining of a painful lesion which is present on his left foot which hurts on ambulation. Objective, vascular, DP and PT pulses 1 over 4 bilateral. Significant edema bilateral lower extremity, lack of pedal hair growth. Proximal to distal cooling. Derm, no open lesions. No ingrown toenails at this time. No interdigital maceration appreciated. Hyperkeratotic lesion of the third metatarsal of the left foot with a central core. Skin shiny and dry bilaterally. Noted venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. Neuro. Negative Babinski bilateral, Sharp and Bell reflex norm within normal limits. Musculoskeletal. (Clears throat) No problem seen at this time. Assessment: 1. Hyperkeratotic lesion of the left foot. 2. Atopic dermatitis. 3. Hypohidrosis. 4. Lymphedema of extremities bilateral. 5. PVD/lymphedema/venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. 6. Gait abnormality. Plan/treatment. 1. Patient seen, evaluated, and treated at home. 2. Hyperkeratotic lesion sharply debrided. 3. RX for lacridone 12% cream previously prescribed for atopic dermatitis. Patient instructed to continue the use of cream at this time, condition showing signs of improvement. 4. RX for Plaidol, PLATAL, 50 milligrams, 1 BID, previously prescribed. Instructed patient to continue the use of Plaidol as prescribed. 5. Consultation with patient for treatment of edema of extremities. Patient instructed to use less salt intake in the diet, to use elevation of extremities when possible, not keep extremities in a dependent position. Possible support stockings may be necessary in the future. 6. Follow-up in 8 weeks or PRN. Patient's name is John, last name Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. Subjective. Male diabetic patient being seen at home today for foot evaluation and treatment. Patient complaining of a painful lesion which is present on his left foot, which hurts on ambulation. Objective, vascular, DP and PT pulses non-palpable. Significant edema bilateral lower extremity, lack of pedal hair growth, proximal to distal cooling. Derm, no open lesions. Nails, elongated, thickened, discolored, and dystrophic times 10. No ingrown toenails at this time. No interdigital maceration appreciated. Hyperkeratotic lesion of the fifth metatarsal of the left foot with a central core. Skin shiny and dry bilaterally. Noted venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. Neuro, diabetic neuropathy. Musculoskeletal, significant decrease in arch height bilateral. Excessive pronation throughout stance phase. Assessment. 1. Hyperkeratotic lesion of the left foot. 2. Diabetes mellitus. 3. Diabetic neuropathy. 4. Pes planus with pronation syndrome during gait. 5. PVD/lymphedema/venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. 6. Gait abnormality. Plan/treatment. 1. Patient seen, evaluated, and treated at home. 2. Hyperkeratotic lesion sharply debrided. 3. RX for neuropathy cream previously prescribed. Patient instructed to continue the use of cream as prescribed. Patient states conditions showing signs of improvement. 4. Consultation with patient for treatment of edema of extremities. Patient instructed to use less salt intake in the diet, to use elevation of extremities when possible, and not keep extremities in a dependent position. 5. Consultation with patient for treatment of PVD. Patient instructed to use active and passive exercise and to ambulate when possible. 6. Follow-up in 8 weeks or PRN. Patient's name is Lela, L-E-L-A, middle initial M as in Mary, last name Bomar, B-O-M-A-R. Subjective. Female patient being seen at home today for foot evaluation and treatment. Patient is complaining of a painful lesion which is present on the big toe of her right foot, which hurts on ambulation. Objective, vascular, DP and PT pulses 1 over 4 bilateral. Significant edema bilateral lower extremity, lack of pedal hair growth, proximal to distal cooling. Derm, no open lesions. Nails elongated, thickened, discolored, and dystrophic times 10. No ingrown toenails at this time. No interdigital maceration appreciated. Hyperkeratotic lesion of the hallux of the right foot with a central core. Skin shiny and dry bilaterally. Noted venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. Neuro, neuropathy bilateral. Musculoskeletal, significant decrease in arch height bilateral. Excessive pronation throughout stance phase. Contracture of the fourth toes bilateral. Assessment. 1. hyperkeratotic lesion of the right foot. 2, past planus with pronation syndrome during gait. 3, hammer toe, fourth toes bilateral. 4, neuropathy. 5, PVD / lymphedema / venous insufficiency with stasis bilateral lower extremity. 6, gait abnormality. Plan / treatment. 1, patient seen, evaluated, and treated at home. 2, hyperkeratotic lesion, sharply debrided. 3, RS for neuropathy cream, previously prescribed. Patient instructed to continue the use of cream as prescribed. Patient states condition showing signs of improvement. 4, consultation with patient for treatment of edema of extremities. Patient instructed to use less salt intake in the diet, to use elevation of the extremities when possible, and not keep extremities in a dependent position. 5, consultation with patient for PVD. Patient instructed to use active and passive exercise and to ambulate when possible. 6, follow-up in 8 weeks or PRN.